we give Him glory. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and beginning in verse 17, it's a verse that many of you could quote. It says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Now, I've gotten to where in every conversation I try to bring it back to this, how that it is about being in Christ and having Christ in you. Every counseling session, that's where I try to take it eventually, is how that we have Christ in us, whatever it is we're facing. Yesterday afternoon, I went by to get a haircut. I'm starting to look like a shaggy dog, about to have to put a collar on. Been a busy week, in fact, weeks. And I'm sitting there waiting to get my hair cut. I always call ahead and make sure they can get me in and get me out, because I don't have time just to sit a whole lot. And so they said, we can get you in, come on. So I came and sat in a chair. And one of the little ladies there, she might be here this morning, said, "Are you ready for in the morning?" I said, "No, I'm not." And she said, "Well, you must be an awful lazy man to let Saturday night come and not be ready for in the morning." I thought, man, if you only knew. By the way, I had a whole sermon in my head. In fact, this one I'm going to preach. I already had a bunch of notes on it, but I knew it needed two or three more hours, and so I wasn't going to lie to her. I said, "No, I'm not ready." Well, then while my hair was being cut, a young woman came, she might be here this morning, and stood beside me and asked me Bible questions while my hair was being cut. And then I went outside and talked and visited with somebody out in front a while about things of the Lord. And I listened to myself, and I found myself again in every conversation going back to having Christ in your heart. Just to having Christ in your heart. By the way, somebody driving by might have said, "Well, there's the pastor flirting with some young lady." No, I was sharing Christ there on that street corner. A while back, I got a call. I was going to help a family out. By the way, this is not racial at all. So happened it was some black folks. They were needing some help. By the way, we love all folks equal here, don't we? And so I had told them I could meet them in a certain parking lot. And this young lady and her mother, and they had some little babies, met me there. And she jumped out of her car and ran over. And I gave them some assistance. And that, before I knew what happened, that little lady leaned in that car and threw her arms around my neck and hugged me and said, "Thank you for helping my babies." You know, I thought later somebody drive by seeing that. That old brother Joe's got something going on over here, you know. Folks, I'm just trying to share Jesus wherever I'm at. And I find as I get older, I know that He's the answer to every problem. Amen. I try to be patient, and I want to be a good listener, but I'll be truthful with you. It's almost like, now, I know the answer before you tell me the problem. And the answer is Jesus. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Friend, I tell you, it's the most glorious truth that I've ever known in my life. The simplicity of salvation. Friend, you get the same answer every time. Amen? Thank God I don't have to go back and reassess, double check, reevaluate. Might I have this wrong? No, I absolutely know that I have this right. Brother Ray, I heard a story, and you'll get a kick out of this. A boy in college, he was taking his exam, and he sat at the back of the room, and the teacher noticed that when the exam began, that he sat there flipping a coin. And he flipped that coin over and over, and he'd write something. He'd flip a coin, he'd write something. It was true and false questions. You can get ahead of me if you want to. And so he'd do that. Well, and then he sat back, and he just relaxed a while. And then all of a sudden, he got frantic, and he was doing it again. The professor walked back and said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm double-checking my answers." Well, you have to kind of think about it. Well, this is one thing I don't need to double-check. Amen. I know that I have this right. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. By the way, there is no other answer. There's only one answer. It's the same answer. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Acts 4:12, "Neither is there salvation in any other." I want to share with you today five things that I got when I got saved. I've been meditating on these for quite some time, and I'm going to bring some of them to you today. Number one, when I got saved, I got a new connection. I got a new connection. In 1 Corinthians 6:17, "He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit." Now, he became one with me in death, that I might be one with Him in resurrection. I said Wednesday night in my sermon that there was a death warrant out for Joe Patterson. The soul that sinneth, it shall surely die. But Christ united Himself with me, became one with me, and in that, on the cross, that death warrant that had my name on it was fully served at Calvary's cross. And the law today has no more claim on me because I am joined to the Lord. You see, Christ is our life. Christ is our life. Colossians says that Christ, who is our life, when He shall appear, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then we'll appear with Him in glory, the text goes on to say. So Christ is my life. Galatians 2:20, Paul said, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And so when I got saved, I got a new connection. Now before I was saved, I had some other connections. By the way, when you get a new connection, then you'll get new associations. You see, as I got connected with Christ, I can tell you when people are going to go back, the dog's going to return to its vomit, as biblical language uses, and the hog, the sow that was washed, going to go back to the wallowing in the mire. They didn't get the new connection because they don't seem to have new associations. You see, when you get a new connection, for example, let me say it like this. If I'm connected to Christ, and Christ is connected to me, and then Christ is connected to David, and David is connected to Christ, then I am connected to David. And I have an association now with David. In fact, let me tell you something. If your associations, if you look around, you look at your own associations, you examine yourself. What do you love? What are you connected to? By the way, if you're out here connected up to drugs and you're connected up to all kind of other things and that's your connections, then friend, you better check up on whether you're saved or not. Because if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So when I got saved, I got a new connection. I'm connected to Christ. Number two, I got a new direction. Now, previously, I had a lot of misdirection. By the way, you know, when somebody misdirects you, you'll think you're going one place, but you'll find out you're going another place altogether. I remember as a young preacher one time, I was going to preach in Athens, Texas, from Fort Worth, Texas. And I had a friend. He's now a psychologist. Last I heard, I helped do his wedding ceremony. Hadn't heard from him in years. How I love to see these young men get launched and go out and serve God and be used of the Lord. I was up in Mississippi a while back, preaching. It's been a little while back, a year or two, three, or four ago. And a fellow came up to me and said, "Hey, my pastor said you helped him get his first church, and you recommended him, and he's been preaching now 30-something years. Many of them we hadn't seen in a long time." Well, this young fellow was a dear young guy, Gordon Jean, who I'm talking about. And Gordon was bright, he was sharp, he was brilliant. He'd go with me places to preach. And today he's a psychologist. And old Gordon said, "Joe, I know how to go through Dallas and go to Athens. You can preach down there." He said, "I know the way." I said, "Well, direct me, Gordon. Give me directions." So Gordon's just directing me, and we're going through Dallas. And so help me, folks. I look up, and I start seeing signs that say, "Texarkana, so many miles." Well, you don't have to be the brightest bulb to figure out that Texarkana is not on the way to Athens. And I ended up turning, going back down through the country there. And boy, I arrived. They were singing the last song when I finally walked in the door and went straight to the pulpit and preached that night. But Gordon was sincere. Gordon thought he knew. Gordon was giving me directions, but he was actually misdirecting me. You know, folks, anybody that tells you any other way of salvation other than Jesus, they may be 100% sincere, but they're dead wrong. You're going to end up not where you think you're going to end up. You see, today I want to give you directions, biblical directions. When you come to Christ, you get a new connection. You now are connected with the Lord. You get a new direction. You know where you're going now. By the way, all I do, I'm just an elevator operator. That's all I am. I'm just an elevator operator. I remember whenever I was just a boy, I grew up on the farm, and I'd never seen an elevator. I never had. I remember the first time I ever saw an escalator. Some of you will know what I'm talking about. You know, Eldon Massengill. I preached your mother's funeral out in Big Spring, Texas. Well, the first elevator I ever saw was in Big Springs. I spent a lot of time around Big Springs. And Big Springs used to have a minor league baseball team and some other things. And I used to go out there in the Texas League. And I'd go out there and visit some around Big Spring. Well, I was in Big Spring, and there's a big hotel down there. Still there when your mother died. And a big, tall hotel. And I went in that place. I had no business in there, but I heard they had an elevator, Ray. And so I went in there, and all afternoon I rode that elevator up and down, up and down. That farm boy, that was my Six Flags. And I thought, man, I never saw such a thing. Some of you will remember back, and I'm going to date some of you, when they had elevator operators. Now, this was the guy that... You weren't smart enough to push those buttons. And by the way, they had little levers that they did. How many know what I'm talking about? And doors that they hand closed. And some of y'all are going, what? They had all? Yes, sir. And you'd get on, and that guy would say this to you. Going up, going down. How many know what I'm talking about? And then he'd push the button, and that's where he'd take you to the third floor. You were not smart enough to push that button on your own, you know. Had to have an operator. Guys made their living. What do you do, sir? I'm an elevator operator, you know, and that's how they made their money. You know what I realized after 43 years of preaching? I'm just an elevator operator. Going up. Going down. You got to figure it out, you see. I'm telling you, folks, I want to give you the right directions. I want to tell you, I want to be part of a group that's going up. Amen? When I came here to this church, and we don't use it anymore, but we didn't have any money. We didn't have nothing. God was good to us. We had the Lord. Amen? And I was bold enough, I put on our letterheads. Most of you never saw it, but anybody that ever got a letter, I put a church on the way up. And somebody asked me one day, said, how can you write that, a church on the way up? I said, well, either way, whether we go up or not, we're going up in the rapture. So we're a church on the way up. Folks, I'm on the way up, amen? That's why I want to be a lifter-upper and a picker-upper. That's where I'm headed, you see. Now, if you're going down, you're a puller-downer and all of that. But I got a new direction. My life was changed. I'm going different than I used to go. When you get saved, you'll get a new connection. Number two, you'll get a new direction. Number three, you'll get a new devotion. You'll find that you love the Lord. You'll find you love the Bible. You love souls. You want to see somebody saved. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 16:22, if any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema, maranatha. So when you get saved, you get a new devotion. You know, all of a sudden you find, man, by the way, if you have to drag yourself to church, I'm just telling you the truth. I doubt your conversion. I doubt the genuineness of your faith. I doubt your love for the Lord Jesus Christ. If it is not a joy to you to worship Him and praise Him, you see, if you really get saved, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things are become new. By the way, I got a new liberation. He cut me loose from some things of my past. By the way, the guilt of my sin is gone. Amen? The guilt of my sin is gone. And by the way, the grip of my sin. By the way, not only does He save us from the guilt of it, my friend, He saves us from the grip of it. Amen? There are people here today that you were in drugs, you were in all kinds of things, and God saved you and cleaned you up. By the way, I'm fishing for men. My job's just to catch them. It's His job to clean them, somebody said. And He'll free you. He'll liberate you. So let me end it with this fifth thought. Number one, a new connection. Number two, a new direction. Number three, a new devotion. Number four, a new liberation. And number five, a new conclusion. You know, do you know something? You're going to have a conclusion. I started singing this song. Yes, He concluded me. Yes, He concluded me. Do you know what, my friend? We sing that as, yes, He included me, and that's what it's written. But do you know someday He's going to conclude you? You're coming to a conclusion as far as this life's concerned. Now, how's it going to end for you? Where will you be when you get to where you're going? Now, I know somebody says, well, isn't it pre-written and doesn't God? Yes, I understand all that. But I understand free will, and I understand it can be rewritten. You see, I understand that I have the choice. I understand that I get to decide. God gave me free will and free choice. And you see, one of the things that happened when I came to Christ, I got a new conclusion. You know what my conclusion was before I came to Christ? I was going to hell. I was going to burn forever. I was going to be lost for eternity. That was my conclusion. That's how it was going to end up for Joe Patterson. Didn't matter what I did. Didn't matter if I had degrees lining my wall. Didn't matter if I could make a lot of money. Didn't matter if I could become famous. Didn't matter if I could be a great athlete. Didn't matter if I could be a movie star. Didn't matter what I did. My conclusion was going to be the same. Without Christ, I was going to hell. By the way, it don't matter who you are. If you're without Christ, your conclusion is going to be the same. But when I came to Christ, glory to God, I got a new conclusion. You see, I'm going to heaven now. I'm going to live forever with Jesus. Now, I want to ask you, what's going to happen to you when He concludes you? When He says, that's it, your time's up. I started your heart beating, now I'm going to stop it. By the way, every heartbeat you have is a gift from God. Every heartbeat you have is a gift from God. I told the church Wednesday night, the other day, recently, I had some heart chest pains. I didn't know what it was. I'd been around people with lung issues. I think that's what it probably was. But I began to have these chest pains. I went by an emergency room in between hospital calls, if you want to know the truth, and said, I think I need to be checked. Well, man, the next thing I knew, they came running out there with a wheelchair and had me sitting in this wheelchair. And I said, hey, I don't need this wheelchair. Yes, you do, sir. And they took me back in, tried to stick IVs in me. Took blood and all this stuff, and I'm saying, hey, I just, you know, really, this is not. And finally, they said, you know, we'd like to put you in overnight for observation here. And I said, no, sir, we're not going to do that. And I got up and left and came here and preached. That was on a Wednesday. Never told you, by the way, when Mom died. I didn't tell you she died. We had her funeral. I came and preached that night. You see, the gospel's to be preached. And so I came that night, stood in the pulpit and preached. But I began to think about my heart. By the way, I began to think, man, this thing's been beating since I was a fetus. When I was just a few weeks old, that thing started beating. By the way, if you've ever seen those tests, you can see that little heartbeat. It's a beautiful thing. Let me tell you something, my friend. And it's been beating all these years since before I was born in my mother's womb. And God started it. There was a moment when it wasn't beating. God started it. And all these years, that thing's been beating. And I believe it's got a whole lot more beats in it. I really do. And I'm planning on going on and serving the Lord. And He and I are sharing this body. He can use it as long as He likes. As far as I know, I'm healthy as a horse. That doctor said, who's your doctor? I said, don't have one. Don't ever go see those guys. Stay away from them if I can. I'm teasing with you. But I'm healthy as a horse, man. I have been always healthy as a horse. But I begin to think, as I left that emergency room, driving here, going to preach, I was thinking, man, one of these days that thing's going to beat us, Leslie. I'm so glad my conclusion's all worked out. By the way, if you hear that I died, don't you believe it? The Bible says that we talked about it Wednesday night. I'll not see death. I'm going right through it. I'm looking at Jesus. Amen. Jesus said, he that liveth and believeth, me shall never die. So I won't die. By the way, my heart will stop, but I'll go straight to be with Jesus. That's my conclusion. Somebody says, you seem awful celebratory about that. Why not? Let's celebrate that. Man, I'm a child of God. I'm going to heaven. My conclusion's worked out. Now, I'm through. What about you? What about you? Where will you be? If my heart stops today, if mid-sentence I just fall over here and die, I'm guaranteeing I went straight to heaven. I'll never go into a grave. I'm going to God, not to a grave. And I will tell you that the minute I die, to be absent from the body is present with the Lord. That's what the book says. Angels are going to take me. I already know where I'm going. By the way, somebody says, you believe that? I believe with all my heart, with all my soul, with everything that's within me. I believe that. It's the joy of knowing Christ. Now, if you don't know Him, you don't have that new conclusion. I want to ask you today to come. It can be rewritten. Somebody says, oh, it's pre-written. Friend, it can be rewritten. God gave you a free will. You can come to Christ and say, Jesus, I want you to be my Savior. Let's stand, heads bowed and eyes closed, no one looking around today. As Brother Ray comes today, and we're going to enter into an invitation. And I will guarantee you, everybody here loves you, or I think those that are saved do. I know Brother Ray does. I know our musicians do. Brother David does. I do. Brother Gary does. Shirley does. Our other altar workers do. We love you. We'd like to see you get a new connection today with Christ. Walk out of here with a new direction, changed forever, with a new devotion. You'll find all of a sudden you love Jesus, you love the things of God. With a new liberation, whatever bound you before, you're set free, not only from the guilt of it, but from the grip of it. And then a new conclusion with the end rewritten, that you're no longer going to hell, you're now going to heaven. And the choice is yours today. Whosoever will, let him come. Would you lift your heads a minute as Brother David stands here at the front? I'm a great believer in this, and I understand sovereignty, and I understand all of that. But I want you to know, Jesus said, "Him that cometh to me, I shall in no wise cast out." And I read Hebrews 2:9 to say that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. And I don't believe there's one sinner that's excluded from the provision of salvation. Anybody who wants to can. If you choose to and it's in your heart and you'd like to be saved, all you've got to do is enter into it. Welcome Him into your heart and He'll save you here today. The only thing that keeps any sinner anywhere from being saved is their own willful refusal to accept Christ. And so today you have the power to rewrite this. You have the power to come and say today. Maybe you've been a member of the church for years. You're still lost. You're going to hell. You're going to burn forever. You have the power today through Christ for that to change if you'll come to Jesus right now. Today, if you get a new connection with Christ and a new devotion, filled with love and joy and peace. Come on, let's sing some more. Let you come if you would. Thank you, Brother Ray. Thank you. A new liberation, free from the guilt and free from the grip of sin. Today, come to Christ. Come to Christ. Best thing you'll ever do. Amen. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things are become new. Come to Christ. You won't be the same. You'll never be the same. You'll never be the same.
Hold all my being absolute sway.
Yes, amen.
Fill with thy spirit.
Listen to this.
Till all shall see Christ only always living in me.
That's the question. We're through. We're going to stop right there. Is He living in you? There's a dear old preacher. You know, a preacher in his older years can ponder and wonder. John the Baptist even grew older. I guess he was not that old, but still a younger man. But his ministry had been going on. He got discouraged, and there was a point where he doubted, it seems. And yet Jesus still loved him. Even if we doubt, He remains faithful. But an old preacher asked me one day, he said, that verse I preached today, he said, Brother Joe, why isn't that true? He said, you know, I've seen folks claim to be in Christ, but they didn't seem to be new creatures. He was nearing crossing over when he said it to me. He'd preached over 50-something years, and those who would criticize him you will never be half what he was. But he said, why isn't that true? And I looked him in the eye and I said, oh, but dear brother, it is true. I said, everyone that ever truly came to Christ became a new creature. And those who did not didn't truly come to Christ. You see, I believe there will be many false professors because somebody twisted an arm, put them through a motion, they said a prayer for a variety of reasons, to get somebody off their back or to try to manipulate God and get something they wanted, or because there was some power figure in their life who controlled them to that point where they said that prayer. But it was not real. And God knew it was not real. And they did not become a new creature in Christ. You see, if you say, well, I did and nothing happened to me, then you didn't become a new creature in Christ. Because I'll guarantee you, if you ever really get saved, it'll become a wonderful thing in your life. You'll love Jesus with all your heart. You'll have a devotion to Him. You'll be a new creature. I stand before you today to say, as I said to that old preacher many years ago before he crossed over, my dear brother, it is still true that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. May we bow for a closing prayer. Thank you for being here today. Be sure you're in Christ. Be sure Christ is in you. This is too important to make a mistake about. You must not err at this point. You may err at other points, but you must not err at this point. The consequences are eternal.